Welcome to the Erin Garage podcast. So we are very happy to launch this kind of first episode of this podcast. And we want to start immediately to give you the facts about this podcast, what stands for and what we're going to talk.
This is Erin Garage FM, facts and myth for everyone who lives and breathes engines. We take what the workshop believes and we take it apart. No fluff, no marketing.
Florian, why are we doing a podcast?
You know, our target group is, I would say, they should decide what kind of content they want to consume. Because some of the guys likes to watch videos, the other one wants to listen to something, and to listen to something is still an open gap, what we could not fulfill yet. But now we are ready to go.
Yeah, that's true. So currently we have videos, as you said, short, stuff like that, but we don't have something to listen to, like a podcast. And I also think in a format like a podcast, you can also talk about one specific task or one specific question, maybe deeper than in a video or in a short, because you need some more time. And maybe you need to follow what is talked about to say, okay, that's okay, I know that problem. Okay, that's because this and that. And I think that's more or less the better format for a podcast from my point of view.
And on the other side, I'm not speaking alone because I have you with me.
Of course, that's a very good point. So yeah, talking about things to each other, you have different views. I think you're from a technical trainer side, me from a product guy side. Yeah, so I think that's a good combination. You know the market, I know the product, and yeah, I think that's a good combination.
Because over the several years when I was traveling around the world, I received oftentimes the same questions like, can I use copper spray with cylinder head gasket? And even what kind of copper spray you can recommend?
Yeah.
Do I need any kind of oil lubrication when I install my seal, my PTFE seal?
Yeah, good question.
So all of these kind of things came up. And I think to clarify this in a conversation like what we have, like point of view, what you as a product manager have, and even like the outside, what happens in the world, in the real world, in the workshops, it could be sometimes a little bit different.
Yeah.
Especially if we see not only our area where we're living, so it means also like it exists everywhere, different kind of specific topics around the world. And they have also, let's say, some challenges sometimes.
Yeah, of course. And from my view, I'm more the product guy, and I'm more or less sitting most of the time in my office, talking also with customers on our hotline. In the last 10 years, we got a lot of phone calls, guys asking for which gasket is the right one for my engine, what product should I use, what's the difference in the color, do I need the gray one or the black one, whatever stuff. So I think both worlds together, your outside view, my inside view, I think that's a good combination to give the mechanic out there a whole picture and to see what's the question and what's the right answer for that question at the end.
Exactly. And this is like, as you said, I think also one of the most asked questions regarding our sealing compounds, what we have, why we have a lot of beautiful colors, by the way,
yeah.
But everybody is confused. Can we use this for that kind of application? Is this really the right product?
Yeah.
And so on. And this is like what we want to more giving in the market more, let's say, knowledge, clarification regarding
education.
Exactly, you named it. This is also one of the intentions what we thought that's quite helpful. And by the way, I think sharing stories, this is also what we're going to do, is like what we learned over more or less like 10 years in the business.
Yeah.
What kind of things we can share with you, this kind of sometimes also funny stories, to be honest.
Makes it easier to remember. So, and I think education and knowledge is like something you have in your toolbox. You have a wrench, you have a spanner in your toolbox, but if you have the right education and you know how things are working and why things are as they are, you can answer your questions sometimes by yourself. So you don't need to call the hotline. Of course, you are free to call our hotline every time. We are happy to talk with our customers. But if you know about, for example, Durco or RTV stuff, why is it what it is? What does the color mean? Whatever stuff. If you know that, you don't need to ask somebody, so you can do your job faster and be sure that you do it the right way at the end.
And even like topics what you never thought about. Why nowadays is more and more plastic stuff used on engines? Yeah. Why designs? Why, of course, also gasket design changed? What is the beneficial thing out of it? What you have to take care of, more care about surface preparation? All this kind of stuff. We want to give you deep insights because what we also have is like we have a background in the OE business. This is more or less like the roots where we are coming from, and this is still in our mindsets. And I think that's also quite nice to hear what is running in the business also from the other side, let's say.
Of course.
And how we thinking and how we design and work on processes, on products, and how we launch something into the market. Because oftentimes people also ask, why does it take so long if you have something ready to sell?
Yeah,
and this is like also because we want to serve always like the best possible quality what you can find in the market.
And therefore, it's important to have a look behind the scenes to see what is going on. It's not just having a product and sell it. That's not the case. And I think it's like all the guys in the mechanics out there have the same issue. You have old technology, you have new technology. If you have a lot of experience, you may not know that much about the new technology. We can see both worlds. We have the old technology in the aftermarket. We have the new technology in our OE business. And we can combine it as well where it's necessary. And I think that's a good topic in general to talk about that stuff in a podcast in a bigger format.
That's true. And even like also like education wise, so some of the mechanics gets trained by the older mechanics because they learned it from somewhere back in the days and more or less transfer this kind of knowledge to the younger generation. And they do something without thinking about why they're doing it, because they get more or less like teached like this way.
We did it always that way.
Exactly.
We did it always that way.
And never ask if this is the right way or not. And this is also what we also want to give more knowledge into it and clarify some open points, myth, as we said, and we're giving you the facts about it. And next time you can decide if you do this in a different way when you're working next on that kind of thing, exactly. Whatever you want to fix.
And if you can remember the story we told about that, so you will say, I know about that.
But one thing is very important to remember. I learned it from Erin Garage, from Florian.
Or from Florian.
So this is now the point. This is Florian.
And this is Florian. So listen, flow and flow.
Listen and trust to Florian.
Always right.
Always right. So this is like our challenge for our podcast. And of course, everything starts with the first episode. And this is exactly what we want to do and why we're doing this first episode, like without technical things, but we want to clarify what you can listen to it. And we will be very happy if you listen to our podcast and you enjoy it. And the best would be like for us if you leaving us a comment, maybe with a specific question, what you ever want to know, with a myth, what we have to talk about, because this is also more than welcome. Because if we getting your input, and this is exactly why we're doing this, is not about us, it's about you. You're listening, you want to understand, you take more or less the time to listen to us. Yeah. That's the reason. Yeah. And we want to give you really the deepest insights of the technology, what we can serve to you. And this is maybe sometimes far away from a gasket, could be so
anything.
We are quite open. So that's also like our challenge, that we focus on the completely engine,
of course, complete engine, but also gearboxes, transmissions, everything. Is we are open for everything. And I think a podcast lives and grows with the community, with working together, your questions, our answers. And feel free to let us know what you're interested in, what we could talk about.
And in the end, it's like we are growing on that. So that is really like, if you're feeding us with questions, with comments, this is more than welcome. This is exactly what we want to achieve, what we want to serve to you. This is more or less like from Florian, this is like our task. And we will be very happy if you like it and you let us know. That's also one thing.
And on the other hand, we try to have a good mixture between engines, transmissions, gaskets, technologies, RTVs, whatever stuff. So it should be for everybody. And of course, there will be one episode which is not so what you do in your daily business. But if you have another episode in time? That's exactly the question. I have all the day. I discussed this question since years with my older or younger colleagues. So, and maybe you end up with the answer. Both are right. It depends.
Exactly. And that's, exactly.
Yeah, we're happy to start our podcast and going forward.
And of course,
episodes.
What we also can talk is about like the new EV cars, something like this is also something, how do they more or less like perform? What is the technology inside? What is important? So we have a lot of possibilities, but mainly, of course, we want to focus on the engines with, which is still running in the market is our focus. But in the end, this is exactly what we want to fulfill in the future.
Correct.
Perfect.
All right.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening.
And
we're happy to see you in our next episodes.
Yes. See you there.
Bye.
Bye.
That was Airing Garage FM, Facts and Myth. Thanks for listening. If you like it, hit follow and join us next time. Drop your questions and your own myth in the comments. The best one becomes an episode. Until then, keep them running.